When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
So you've decided to build that dream home of yours, and now the financing part comes up, and the builder's preferred lender is offering you all these incentives. Should you use them? Is it the best program for you? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So my name is Dan Frio. I come out with videos every day to explain to you guys how to navigate the home buying process, and we also talk about mortgage rates on a daily basis. But today we want to focus in on those that are building that house, and now you're getting incentives from the builder's preferred lender. How should you use all those credits? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So here's what you're going to receive when you initially start your application with that builder's preferred lender. You're going to get what's called a loan estimate. So it's going to go through things like, what is the loan amount? What's your interest rate? The monthly payment? It's going to go through costs and everything else. I'm going to show you an example of that right through here. And we're going to break this down. And what we're going to talk about is all the perks the lender gives you.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
In most cases, it's between maybe $15,000 and $20,000. So how should you most efficiently use those to get yourself in the best position for the financing, well, right now and also in the future? Let's break it down. So here's what an average loan estimate looks like that you're going to receive once this process starts and you put in your application. So what you're going to receive is the loan estimate. It's going to go through and give you the date, the information about yourself right through here. It's going to give you also information about the loan. What kind of loan term is it? What the purpose of it is, the product, and a bunch of information down through here as well. It's also going to tell you if you're locked in or not. Okay, that's very important. Then it's going to go down and through and tell you what the loan amount is and the interest rate. Well, you can see this is back in years ago, so the rates were 3.875. It's more like 8.375 now, with a monthly payment of $761. It'll give you that. Then it's going to break down through here. It's going to give you your projected payments from one through year 1 through 7. And then 8 through 30. And the reason for this is a thing called mortgage insurance. If you don't put down 20%, you're going to need what's called mortgage insurance, and it's going to come in right through there. So after 7 years, in many cases, it drops off. And that's why this shows this. Then it's going to go down and through and tell you, here's what your estimated closing costs are. Here's the amount of money you're going to need at the closing. So now here's where the information really comes in that we really need to dig into. So this is going to show you right through here. This is the main piece of the puzzle you want to look at when it comes to the lender's fees. And here's the reason being is all the information down through here, this is out of the lender's control. So no matter what lender you go through, all the rest of these numbers are basically going to be the same. So your most focal point is going to be right through here, Section A. You're going to see in Section A when you're dealing with the builders, this is going to be excessive. They're going to charge you a lot of points, a lot of application fees, underwriting fees, and things like that. In most cases, that's what they're going to do. What I normally see is they're giving you a little bit above normal rates that you're out in the market, and they're charging you a lot of money to buy down that rate to the levels that you're looking at. So here's what I want you to do with this, okay? You're going to start seeing lender, you're going to see a seller credit down through here, and this is going to be what your builder is offering you. Okay, we're going to take that amount of money and we're going to use that. Okay, what I want you to use it for, though, I want you to call your builder back and say, or the preferred lender, and I don't want any costs in Section 1. And I'll explain to you here in a second. So you're going to ask them saying, I want no cost in this. I don't want to buy down my rate. I don't want to pay underwriting fees or application fees. I want to bring them down this to zero. And the reason why we're doing that is just to keep them honest, because in most cases, they're going to give you an artificially high rate. Not every case, but I've seen it a lot of times where they do that. Okay, so we're going to bring this down to zero. And I'm going to explain to you why. We want that money, or all the money that the builder is giving you in incentives, to pay all these other fees, okay? So that's what we're going to use all the money for. So let's say, for example, the average credit that you get back is $20,000, and we're going to use this one for an example of how to use all this money to use in the projection of where I want you to go with this money. Okay, so I'll explain it a little bit more in detail here. So this one, they're charging you $1,800 for origination fees and points and other things there. They're charging you $672 in appraisal fees and things. This is very common here. This is where it really gets out of whack. Title companies and title fees, it depends on where you live. Some states are really expensive. Some states are really cheap. Okay, but just so you understand, when you're buying a home, the title fees in this section right through here are much, much more than when you're refinancing. For example, if this was a property in Illinois, it's a property for $180,000, that would probably be about right. You'd have about a $3,000 or $4,000 title fee. Well, if you're looking to refinance in Illinois, the fee is $995. So you can see how it's dramatically different. And there's states like Florida and Texas and New Jersey that have high fees as well. So these fees might get a little bit up there. Okay, then when we look over here, these are recording fees and other costs that are involved. So what we're going to do is we're going to add up all these costs. We're going to say, okay, Mr. Preferred Lender, we don't want anything here. So that's going to save us $2,000 there. But all the other costs are going to come out to what? Total of cost, $8,054. Well, let's take $2,000 from that and bring it down to here and say, we don't want to pay these. We want a higher rate, and we're going to move that number down to here. So now that's going to give us what? $6,000 in fees that we're going to be charged for. Okay. So let's assume in this case, the builder's given us $20,000. Okay. And we have now $6,000 in hard costs. So that means we have $14,000 left over. Okay, so what a lot of lenders, preferred lenders especially, are going to ask you to do is let's do a buy down. Let's buy down this rate and use up all that money to get you, maybe we can get you a 5.99 rate. Well, the bad part about that is if you do a permanent buy down and let's say the Federal Reserve starts to cut rates this year and then next year and rates get down to 5.5 or 5.99 within the next 6 months or maybe year, that means you spent a lot of money buying down the rate for no purpose, because you didn't get the bang for the buck over the long term. So when we're in an environment where we know rates are coming down, here's the option I would choose for you. So I would go down through this. And this is what they call the 2-1 buy down or the 3-2-1 buy down, or it's a 1-1 buy down. It's actually a calculator, and I'll put it down below in the description. And you can go in here and say, how much would it take to do a 1-1 buy down or a 2-1 buy down or a 3-2-1 buy down? Now, first off, let me explain what these buy downs really do. So let's say, for example, this loan that we're working on, it's $450,000. The current rate is 7.375 on a 30-year fixed. Okay, so the options that you have for the buy downs are this. You can get a 1-1 buy or a 1-0 buy down, a 1-1 buy down, a 2-1 buy down, and a 3-2-1 buy down. Now, let me explain how this works. So if you do a 1 buy down, basically what you're doing is you're buying down the payment or the rate for the first year down to this. So a 1 buy down means you're going to get a 1% lower rate or payment for the first year. So here's how it works. So your rate is really 7.375. But for the first year, your payment's going to be based on a 6.375. Now, this says 6.38 because it's rounded, but this would be a 6.375. So basically, what we would do is we would take any of that excess credits that we're getting back and move it right over to here. So we would have to fund this account with $3,607. And here's how this works. Every month, what's going to happen is your real payment's supposed to be $3,108 based on the amortization schedule up here. But because you did the buy down, your payment's only $2,807 for a difference of $301 a month. So this money has to be made up somewhere. Well, it's right in here. So what happens is we're pre-funding this money right through here with that builder's credit. So every month, $300 is going to come out of this kitty to subsidize that payment. Okay, so one buy down, is it going to work very really good? Maybe not. But here's where it can help you. Maybe a 1-1 buy down, or a 2-1 buy down, or a 3-1 buy down.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Depending on how much money we have in the kitty from the excess credits. So in this one, remember we had $6,000 in credits, but we had $20,000 in credits from the preferred lender. I take that back. We had $6,000 in costs, and we had $20,000 from the builder's credits. So that means we have $14,000 left over. So let's go down through here. This one we can use. Well, we can't go to the 3-2-1 buy down because it's going to cost you $21,000. And this money has to be funded either by realtor fees or by builder credits, because you can't fund this on your own because it really doesn't make any sense. Because think about it. You're going to fund your account, in this case, with a 1 buy down. You're going to fund it with $3,600. And then every month, $300 is going to be pulled out of there to subsidize a payment. So basically, why would you fund or preload this up front with your own money? Just pay it monthly. So this money has to be paid by a third party, either the realtor or the builder. So in this case, we have $14,000 left over. Well, we go down through here, and well, the only one that's really going to work for us is this. So here's the benefit that you have. Okay, so let's say, for example, you close on this, and we do the 2-1 buy down, and there's $10,000 set aside. Here's how this works. If rates come down, let's say to 6%, or whatever you want it to be, you can now refinance, okay? Because on a conventional loan, you can basically refinance the day after you buy. All right, so in this case, let's say the builder is going to offer you the 7.375, and within 3, 4, 5, 6 months, rates get to 6, and you're like, Dan, let's refinance. Okay, so here's the benefit that you're going to get. We've only used, let's say, 3 or 4 payments out of this money to subsidize your payments. Well, let's say we use 6 payments or a half a year's payments for this. So next, you know, by the end of the year, January next year, rates come down to 5% or 5.5% or 6%. Now you're saying, okay, maybe we can refinance. Even though you're paying 5.38 now, let me explain this to you. So what's going to happen is now we've used up half of this money. We still have, let's say, $3,500 left. And then you also have $3,600 left for the following year. So you're going to have approximately $7,000 still remaining in this escrow account or the subsidy account. I hope you're following me with that. So if you look to refinance, here's what's going to happen. Automatically, that balance, the ending balance here, let's say it's $7,000, is going to be deducted right from your payoff. So now you're going to owe $443,000. You just picked up $7,000 in equity by refinance. Now you're going to say, okay, Dan, it's going to suck away all my costs because of the refinance cost. Well, again, you'd have to check out and see how much the cost or your refinance costs are going to be in your state. But many times it makes sense to do it this way because, let's say, for example, you can use this $6,000 or $7,000 to do a principal reduction. And then let's say it's cost you $2,500 to refinance. You're still ahead of the game. And then you also picked up. So, or you can do this. Just stick with this. You have 2 years to ride this out. And then at any point where rates get down to, let's say, 6.38 or lower, then look to refinance. And you're still probably, in most cases, going to have at least $3,000, maybe $4,000 or $5,000 left over. And that's going to be instant equity to you because it'll be taken right off your payoff balance. So that's my thoughts on how to use builder credits. But we need interest rates to work for us over the next 6 months or year to really make the most bang for our buck with this. But even if you choose this program, you're still going to have a lower rate for the next 2 years without really burning that money because there might be opportunity to refinance within the next 6 months or a year. So that's basically a no-lose situation for you in that situation. So hopefully you understand this. And if you do and you need some assistance with it or you have more questions, please reach out to us. Love to help you in any way that we can. So my name is Dan Frio. Thanks so much for watching today's video. God bless. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Take care. Bye-bye.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.